Welcome to Haunted History Chronicles, the podcast where we unravel the mysteries of the past, one ghostly tale at a time. I'm your host, Michelle, and I'm thrilled to be your guide on this eerie journey through the pages of history. Picture this, a realm where the supernatural intertwines with the annals of time, where the echoes of the past reverberate through haunted corridors and forgotten landscapes. That's the realm we invite you to explore with us. Each episode will unearth stories, long-buried secrets, dark folklore, tales of the macabre, and discuss parapsychology topics. From ancient legends to more recent enigmas, we're delving deep into locations and accounts all around the globe, with guests joining me along the way. But this podcast is also about building a community of curious minds like you. Join the podcast on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, to share your own ghostly encounters, theories, and historical curiosities. Feel free to share with friends and family. The links are conveniently placed in the description for easy access. So whether you're a history buff with a taste for the supernatural, or a paranormal enthusiast with a thirst for knowledge, Haunted History Chronicles is your passport to the other side. Get ready for a ride through the corridors of time, where history and the supernatural converge, because every ghost has a story, and every story has a history. And now, let's introduce today's podcast, or guest. Welcome to a bone-chilling episode of Haunted History Chronicles. Tonight we embark on a journey into the heart of one of the most romantic cities in the world, where love and darkness intertwine, Paris, known as the City of Lights. Beneath the shimmering facade of iconic landmarks, beneath the cobblestone streets, echoing with the laughter of lovers, lies a haunting history that refuses to be forgotten. Paris, with its incredible sights, picturesque streets, and delectable foods, conceals a sinister side, a realm where the paranormal shadows of the past refuse to rest. Imagine wandering through the grand halls of the Notre Dame Cathedral, its ancient stones whispering secrets that transcend time. Picture standing beneath the towering Eiffel Tower, where the whispers of lovers are drowned out by the ghostly echoes of a bygone era. And then there are the Paris catacombs, a macabre labyrinth beneath the city streets, where the walls echo with the silent screams of the past. Join us as we peel back the layers of history, exposing the mysteries, hauntings, and ghosts that lurk within the very fabric of Paris. The City of Lights holds secrets darker than the deepest shadows, and tonight, I invite you to settle back, brace yourself, and allow me to guide you on a spine-tingling tour of the haunted realms that coexist with the romance and allure of this enigmatic city. But beware, as we venture into the ghostly realms of Paris, the City of Lights may reveal a side that sends shivers down your spine. So grab your headphones, dim the lights, and prepare yourself for a journey into the haunted history of Paris, as tonight we venture deep into the secrets of the Paris catacombs, the Rue de Chartres, the Notre Dame Cathedral, and even the iconic Eiffel Tower. Beneath the facade of romance of Paris lies a burial ground like no other. In the 18th century, Paris faced a death crisis as its cemeteries overflowed, causing a gruesome spectacle in the streets. The cataclysmic events at L'Innocent forced Paris to confront the stench of rotting flesh and the unspeakable horror of exposed corpses. Cimetière des Innocents, or Saint Innocent Cemetery as it was known, was located in the heart of Paris, and after 1,000 years of activity, the cemetery was unhealthy. The ground level was reportedly nearly 3 metres higher than that of the surrounding streets. Such was its overcrowding. The cemetery was forced to close in 1780 after one particular event. Under the weight of buried corpses, a partition in the cemetery gave way, and the remains of Parisians spilled into the cellar of a restaurant owner. The cemetery was destroyed in 1786. It was in that year, 1786, that the chilling decision was made to exhume and relocate the remains of 6 million Parisians to ancient stone mining networks beneath the city. Bones, some dating back 1,200 years, were initially scattered haphazardly. Renovations in 1810 brought order, forming the eerie patterns of stacked skulls and femurs seen today. A mere fraction of the catacombs is open to tourists, revealing a haunting glimpse into the labyrinth. But beneath the surface lies over 200 miles of uncharted tunnels, forbidden realms patrolled by police, hiding secrets as dark as the abyss itself. For a select few known as cataphiles, the forbidden allure of the uncharted catacombs beckons. These explorers navigate the maze of unmapped tunnels, a perilous dance with darkness, flooding, and bone-chilling cold. In 2010, a cataphile stumbled upon a discarded handheld video camera deep within the catacombs. What unfolded on the tape remains a mystery, disturbing footage capturing a lone man in the cavernous depths, spooked by an unseen force. Did he encounter something sinister or unexplained? Or did madness consume him in the lightless expanse? Stories abound of lost souls, including two teenagers trapped for 3 days in complete darkness. Their harrowing tale echoes through the chambers, a reminder of the treacherous journey below. On one fateful night of November the 3rd, 1973, a doorman named Philibert Asper lost his life within the catacombs. Seeking a secret stash of liquor, he ventured into the abyss with only a single candle to light his way. As the flame flickered out, so did his life, lost in the endless dark. Found 11 years after his death, he was laid to rest in the very tomb he was discovered in. Yet his spirit is said to linger, a guardian watching over cataphiles and wandering tourists. On the anniversary of his demise, Asper's ghost awakens, blowing out candles and whispering into the ears of those who dare tread into his realm. Local legends weave tales of more ominous catacomb activities, dark ceremonies, human sacrifice, and rituals performed on stolen cadavers from local morgues. Visitors report disembodied voices and wails resonating through the cold, damp air, echoing the confusion of spirits moved from their resting places. The Paris catacombs reveal not only the chilling remnants of the past, but also the sinister symphony of the present. Hey there. Before we dive back into the podcast episode, I have a quick message for all you devoted listeners. If you've been enjoying the eerie stories and historical mysteries shared on any of the podcast episodes over the last few years, here's your chance to become an even bigger part of the ghostly community. You can now support the show by buying the podcast a virtual coffee. That's right. Just head over to ko-fi.com/Haunted History Chronicles and treat the podcast to a caffeine boost. Every little bit goes a long way in helping us uncover more haunted histories and share them with you. But wait, there's more. For those who want to dive deeper into the world of the paranormal, consider joining our Patreon family. Our Patreon page is a treasure trove of exclusive content, featuring hundreds of podcasts, both short and long articles, interviews, and other top secret materials you won't find anywhere else. And here's the exciting news. For February, all Patreon members across all tiers will receive bonus daily podcasts. It's like a paranormal advent calendar for the entire month. Now is the perfect time to join, support the show, and unlock a growing library of chilling encounters, reports, and in-depth research. Simply visit patreon.com/hauntedhistorychronicles to become a patron today. But wait, I'm not quite done yet. If you're looking to show off your love for the Haunted History Chronicles in other ways, check out our brand new shop. We've got mugs, stickers, clothing, bags, and more, all featuring unique designs inspired by the podcast. So why not visit teepublic.com and the Haunted History Chronicles shop page to snag your spooky swag? Whether it's buying us a coffee, joining me on Patreon, or rocking some Haunted History Chronicles gear, your support keeps the paranormal flames alive. Every small contribution helps me to continue to bring you more guests and deep dive content. All the links to the podcast Ko-fi page, Patreon, and the shop will be in the podcast description notes. You can also find them on our social media pages. So if you're ready to take your Haunted History Chronicles experience to the next level, head on over, show some love, and let's keep those ghostly tales alive. Now, back to the supernatural stories. You won't want to miss what's coming up next. From the depths of the Paris catacombs, above the belly of the city stands the Notre Dame, a sacred icon of Paris. With tales of hauntings that linger and dark stories, the cathedral holds many secrets and prompts questions about the spectral residents that may or may not linger. It is here that echoes of kings and holy figures dating back to the 1300s are said to roam the hallowed halls. From the crowning of Henry VI to Napoleon Bonaparte's coronation, the cathedral echoes with the footsteps of those long departed. Yet it is the ethereal presence of two unknown females that captures the imagination. Figures seen traversing the roof, disappearing among Gothic arches and stone gargoyles. Rumours suggest a tragic end, possible suicide from the cathedral heights. Amidst this spectral tapestry, another sinister legend weaves itself into the very fabric of the Notre Dame. In the 1300s, a master ironworker struggled to craft a door worthy of the cathedral's grandeur. Frustrated and desperate, he turned to prayer, then to a darker ally, supposedly the devil himself. The unholy pact bore an exquisite design, but the doors defied mortal force. In despair, the ironworker met his end, leaving a chilling letter advising the doors be anointed with holy water. As the sacred liquid touched the metal, the doors swung open effortlessly. Some claimed to witness the ironworker's apparition, seated before the doors, a spectral penance for his infernal alliance. Others speak of hidden symbols, whispers of the number 666 etched in iron swirls, a diabolical homage concealed within the cathedral's sacred architecture. What spirits linger within the ancient stones of the Notre Dame, and what untold stories does it still conceal? Tucked away behind the grandeur of the Notre Dame, the Rue de Chantres emerges as a relic from ages past, a narrow passageway etched with the sorrows of a bygone era. This slender street, surviving the loss of architectural features that once defined Paris, conceals a darkness that rivals its haunted counterparts. In the early 1900s, the Rue de Chantres played host to an aging hotel, its walls witnessing a sinister transformation. As disease swept through Europe, the hotel transformed into a ghastly quarantine for sick children. Locked away in the depths of the building, these unfortunate souls became prisoners, hidden from the prying eyes of the public. Their prolonged stay went unnoticed, until a storm unleashed its fury upon Paris. Torrential rain flooded the streets, and the swelling Seine River flooded the banks, bringing tragedy to the Rue de Chartres. The flooding breached the confines of the old hotel, sealing the fate of the sick children trapped in the lower floors. Drowning in the murky depths, their desperate whispers echo through time. To this day, the Rue de Chartres holds the lingering presence of the children lost in the floodwaters. Countless witnesses walking through this narrow passage report an otherworldly symphony. Disembodied sounds of children whispering and playing when the streets are deserted. Could these spectral echoes hold Paris's best-kept secrets? Are the ghostly children reliving their final moments, forever bound to the damp, narrow confines of the Rue de Chartres? If you venture into the haunted recesses of this street, keep your senses sharp. Will the spectral laughter of these children reveal themselves to you? Can you discern the whispers of a tragic past, echoing through the hidden corners of this forgotten lane? Finally, our tour of Paris takes us to the Eiffel Tower itself. A global symbol of romance, it stands tall in the heart of Paris, drawing countless admirers. But beyond its still facade lies a realm where love stories take a chilling turn. Ghostly whispers speak of tragic tales that unfolded amidst the tower's soaring heights. In the 1920s, the tower witnessed a heart-wrenching tale of love and rejection. A young couple ascended to the pinnacle, where the young man, fueled by dreams of a perfect proposal, asked for his beloved's hand. Her rejection, however, unleashed a torrent of rage, leading to a forceful push that sent her over the railing, plummeting to her demise. A parallel story echoes through time, yet with a different twist. Another couple, hopeful and full of dreams, reached the tower's zenith for a proposal. Shocked by the unexpected question, the woman's instinctive step backward, coupled with poor footing, resulted in her tragic fall over the railing to her untimely end. These tales, shrouded in the melancholy of the 1920s, linger in the air like wisps of sorrow. Witnesses over the decades, drawn to the Eiffel Tower's allure, claim to have glimpsed a woman clad in typical 1920s fashion. She traverses the upper reaches of the tower, only to vanish into thin air, an ethereal spectre haunting the romantic symbol. Speculations abound that this ghostly lady might be the spirit of the ill-fated girlfriend, eternally wandering the tower's heights. As the sun sets over Paris, she retraces the steps of a proposal gone awry, a love that ended in tragedy. Can echoes of the past persist in the present? Is the ghostly lady a witness to love's darker shades? As we peer into the shadows, remember that even the most romantic sights can harbour haunting echoes. Remember that beneath the romantic veneer of Paris lies a city pulsating with tales of love, loss, and the supernatural. Thanks for listening. See you next time, and bye for now.